Our readings today, I think, are so important for our world because it talks about how we respond to fear. And I don't know if you've noticed, but our world is really good at trying to make us afraid. If you watch television, I'm always amazed by the commercials. Have you noticed how many commercials there are for medications for various diseases that, like, less than 1% of the population has? And what good does it do to advertise a prescription medication on television? You can't go down to the corner store and buy it. We have doctors that have to, like, prescribe this stuff and are there to help us and to give us what we need anyway. So why are they advertising it to us? Because by the end of that commercial, I'm going to think, maybe I have that disease. I'm going to be afraid and run to my doctor and say, I need whatever it is to be healed. And maybe, just maybe, I'll get it. It's the stupidest kind of advertising I can imagine. It's not even something we can just go out and get. And if you listen to the side effects they're required to list, you should be more afraid of those than most of the diseases. Think about the news. How many times in the last 3 years have we been told an economic crash is coming, a recession is here, we're all going to implode and be poor, and the second Great Depression is upon us? Haven't seen it. It's not happening. No one knows what's going on, and so they're afraid because they can't control it. But it's not as bad as they've led us all to believe. Social media, the news, everything preys on our fears because they know it's a strong thing for us to respond to. We have generally two reactions to fear, as animals do in the wild. If there's a threat to us, we're like ingrained to either run away from it, flight, or to crush it, to fight. And they prey on that all the time. We get all riled up about things that aren't even that important or necessary because they want people to fight for their side or their cause or whatever it is. Or they want to keep us quiet. Think about how many people have been canceled and I can't say what I think is right because they're going to stop talking to me or I'm not going to be able to get a job or whatever it is. They're trying to make us flee from what is threatening us. And yet, those aren't the only two responses. And I dare say they're not the ones we're called to as Christians. Jesus tells us in our gospel today to fear no one, to proclaim the truth even amidst threats and difficulties. The same thing Jeremiah was called to do. How many of the prophets tried to run away? They gave in to those base instincts at first. And if you need proof, just read the book of Jeremiah. He's one of the biggest whiners there is. The first chapter on his call, I want you to go and proclaim my message to the people of Israel. Oh Lord, I am too young. Don't say you're too young. I called you to this. Oh Lord, I do not know how to speak. I'll give you the words. Quit your whining and go do it. And yet over and over again, he says, I don't wanna. Terror around on every side, people saying, denounce, let us denounce him. That fear is powerful. But we see with all the prophets, it is not more powerful than the word of God. Even Jeremiah, in the midst of his fear, comes to say, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. That's the attitude of one who is authentically human and in relationship with God like we were called to be. He's not saying, let's go out and crush all these people who are threatening me to fight and destroy them. He's not running from his task anymore. He's acknowledging the threat, but he knows that God is with him, which gives him the courage to go out and proclaim the truth anyway. He's authentically, finally, who God has called him to be and who God has called us to be. Too often, though, we don't take that step back and think about what can they really do to me. We're afraid to proclaim the gospel because maybe this person won't like me or they won't listen to me or society doesn't want to hear what I have to say. But are we really thinking about heaven? Are we thinking about God in the midst of that? Or have we made something else our God? Our own popularity, our financial success, the number of likes we're going to get on InstaPinch or TwitFace. Like, what does that matter in the end? One day, no matter how hard we try to be afraid of death and run from it, or the world and run from it, we all will face our Lord. We'll have to stand before Him and account for what we've done. What are we going to hear from Jesus? Why were you so afraid? Look at all that I have given you, and yet you did not proclaim the truth. You lived like an animal, running or fighting, rather than the human being I have made you to be. You did not trust in me. Is that what we want to hear? Or do we desire to hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." We will be accountable for our proclaiming the truth. And we know that if we do proclaim the truth, we have nothing to fear on the last day. Christ tells us in our gospel today, "Do not be afraid of the one who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna." Who is that person that can destroy both soul and body? It's not the world. It's ourselves. We destroy ourselves by cutting ourselves off from relationship with God. Jesus tells us, "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But everyone who denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." It's up to you. It is your choice. Are we willing to use the reason that God gave us and the assurances of His presence to be firm in our faith, to be authentically who we are, to not let fear control us, either to run away from a difficult situation or to give in to the ways of the world and fight to crush our enemies? God has won the battle and is with us like a mighty champion. We're not called to flee or to fight, but to stand firm in the truth, in the knowledge of the love of God and His presence, and with love to proclaim His truth to the world, not out of fear, but out of compassion, out of a desire for the salvation of all. We must, like Jeremiah, face those fears, be who we were meant to be, to overcome our animal instincts, and to be truly human, made in the image and likeness of God, rational beings who can take the step back and say, "These things that they're threatening me with, or these things that I'm afraid of, in the end have no hold on me. There is only one thing that matters, our relationship with God, who has already promised all and given all for us." May we stand firm in that, face the world, not with fear, but with compassion and pity, proclaiming the good news of Christ so that they too may come to realize they, the world, all of us are more than animals. We are made in the image and likeness of God, our Heavenly Father, who loves and cares for us, who will provide for us. And as long as we have that, we have nothing to fear. May we, with the words of Jeremiah, acknowledge the problems of the world around us, but know that God is in our midst and that nothing can change that but us. It's up to you, brothers and sisters, to stand, to be true to who you are, and to trust in Christ. That witness changes the world, and we truly have nothing to fear.